Another 93.8 thousand sockeye were counted Sunday to the Nooshigak River to push total escapement to over 462,000. That's well within the escapement goal of 370,000 to 760,000 sockeye. Sunday's Wood River escapement was 198.7 thousand, and another 32.4 thousand fish were counted through 6 a.m. Monday morning. That pushes the Wood River total to over 523,000, well within shouting distance of the lower end of the escapement goal, which is between 700,000 to 1.5 million sockeye. There's almost unanimous consent that this year's sockeye run to the Nooshigak District is early. Among those who agree is the University of Washington's Ray Hilborn. He's a professor in the School of Aquatic and Fishery Sciences and is considered one of the world's foremost experts on fisheries. Hilborn is in Alegnegek at the university's Fisheries Research Institute camp on the shores of Lake Alegnegek. He says there must be a reason for the early timing.
Well, I'm sure there's a reason, but we don't know it. And, yeah, I mean, this is unprecedented. But, you know, and just in the, you know, there's been so much change in the climate that, you know, we're seeing unprecedented tornadoes, unprecedented hurricanes, you know, 100-year floods every 3 years, that there's just the variability in everything seems to be increasing. Certainly the runs have been getting earlier since the 1960s. On average, run timings moved several days earlier. So this appears to be perhaps the earliest run we've ever seen, but we don't know that yet. It may simply be a very strong run that is a little bit early.
The record levels of sockeye escapement seen in the Nooshigak District so early in the season has resulted in lots of fishing time. Tim Sands is the ADF&G Area Management Biologist for the Nooshigak District. Monday afternoon, he announced that the district's set net fishery will be open until further notice.
We're already within the range for Nooshigak. We're very close to the bottom end of the Wood River, and the first indication from Magooshik is very strong, so we want to provide opportunity, harvest fish surplus to escape needs.
Along with opening the set netters until further notice, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game scheduled drift net openers through Tuesday. The openers are 9 hours and 7 hours long and include some fishing on the flood, which is unusual for the Nooshigak District, where the managers make it a point to prevent a line fishery from developing. Sand says it's necessary to slow down the escapement.
Anytime you have a 9-hour opening, it just has to end up having some, anything more than 6 hours has to have some flood in it, right? I mean, that's just the math of the situation. We're really, at this point, really wanting to slow down the escapement. It doesn't look like we have yet, so we're trying, you know, to put more nets in the water and get things slowed down. 6 hours isn't enough, so we need to fish 9 or 7. And that means we have to have some flood fishing in there.
In Monday's announcement, Fish and Game stressed that the drift net openings are for the entire Nooshigak District. That includes both the Nooshigak and Agushik sections. Sunday's commercial sockeye harvest in the Nooshigak District was recorded at 260,000 fish to push the season total in the district up to nearly 365,000 sockeye. Total run to the Nooshigak District through Sunday, including harvest and escapement, is over 1.3 million. Fish and Game reports that on Sunday there were, on average, 816 sockeye per drift delivery in the Nooshigak District. The other large counting effort in the district is to track king escapement to the Nooshigak River. That king run is the largest in Bristol Bay and comes with an escapement goal of 95,000 fish. Sands confirms that Sunday's count was 3.6 thousand kings to push the season total to just over 34,000.
3.6 thousand doesn't keep us up with the curve, so it's actually less than we'd like to see. We're not behind, we're ahead, but we lost ground. We should have had more than 3,000 go up. So each day we want to look at it and see. And now, it's not really a cause for concern, because that often happens after there's a wind event. Things start to slow down on the backside of it. But if it continues, then you know, we're only at 33,000 or whatever. You know, we need to get to 95, so we're a third of the way there, but it just remains to be seen that the rest of the fish come in as expected. So, I mean, we're pleased with where we're at now. I anticipate a couple low days of escapement with on the backside of the wind, but we're not where we need to be ultimately, which is 95,000.
All commercial fishermen are reminded that to fish in the Nooshigak District, you must register with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Additionally, all drift net fishermen in Bristol Bay must declare a district and register with Fish and Game by Tuesday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.